So can your wife help you put on your tefillin? Now, Baruch Hashem, this is not usually a normal case, but let's say a person, you know, has a weaker, he's older, and either he has an aide, he has a wife, was helping him bind his tefillin. He's able to get the tefillin on a little bit, but it's difficult for him to tie it around. Can someone assist him? Now, if you get another man in shul, that's for sure fine. But what about if you get a wife or you get someone who's not even Jewish? So the Gemara in Gittin says that a woman cannot write the parashas of tefillin. Why? Because she's not obligated in ukeshartem. Since she can't do ukesavtem, she can't do ukesavtem because she's not involved in the mitzvah of ukeshartem. And they're next to each other, so she can't write because she can't bind it. Fine. Why can't a woman bind tefillin? Woman's not obligated in mitzvahs tefillin because it's time-dependent mitzvah, because we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin at night. That's how Rashi explains that Gemara. Fine. Query whether you can take this Gemara and apply it to everything else. In terms of mezuzah, can a woman put up a mezuzah? What about taking binding a Luvan Esrog? That's a separate shir. But just file that away. This is an important Gemara. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah which seems to contradict this entire thing. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a story about a woman who happened to help her wife put on tefillin. Wife help her husband put on tefillin. We're not going there. Yeah. So a wife helps her husband put on tefillin. So you see, you have a Gemara that seems to contradict this entire halacha. From the first Gemara, it sounds like a woman can't write tefillin because she can't bind tefillin. So if she can't bind, she can't put on her husband because she's not involved in the mitzvah. But yet you have a second Gemara that says a woman did help her husband put on tefillin. So you therefore now have a contradiction in the Gemaras, which leads to two polar opposite ways on how to answer this contradiction. The first style answer is brought down in the Avnei Nezer, that no, really a woman cannot help her husband put on this tefillin at all because she's not obligated in the mitzvah at all. And that goes, Maimonides says the same thing, a woman cannot assist her husband in putting on his tefillin. So how are we going to understand the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Well, one of them, the Avnei Nezer, says, well, that Gemara is different, because that opinion in the Gemara over there is going like that minority opinion that says we wear tefillin at night. If we wear tefillin at night, a Meir Shita, then it's not a time-dependent mitzvah. If it's not a time-dependent mitzvah, women should put on tefillin. If women should put on tefillin, they could help bind their husbands to him because they're involved in the mitzvah. But that's an outlier shita. We don't follow that. Another way to answer up that Gemara in Avodah Zarah is that's not what the Gemara meant. It meant the Gemara, the wife took out the tefillin for him. She put it in his hand. She helped straighten his hand maybe. But she didn't actually bind the actual tefillin, because a woman cannot bind tefillin on her husband because she herself is not obligated in the mitzvah's tefillin. That is one way of learning the Gemaras. According to that Gemara, it's very clear. A woman cannot help her husband, and for sure a non-Jew would not be able to help someone bind the tefillin if they cannot do it at all. However, that goes, Maimonides brings a second answer, and his answer is like this. Really, a woman can assist her husband. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's very clear a woman helped her husband put on tefillin. So how come the Gemara seems to say, since she can't write it, so she can't bind it? That just means that a woman doesn't wear tefillin. The mitzvah is not for her to bind tefillin. But not that, it's something to do with the binding. It just means binding is a code word for saying a woman doesn't wear tefillin. But a woman can obviously, it says, she can't write tefillin because she's not involved in the mitzvah of binding tefillin. What's binding tefillin? Binding tefillin, she's not chayv to put on tefillin. But not that a woman can't do a binding for her husband. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says it's fine. So you have two polar opposites of how to answer up these contradictions of the Gemara, if a wife can help a husband put on tefillin. Of course, just to make things complex, there's a third shita. The third shita, how to deal with it, is the Maram Shik. He says, one can only assist someone in a mitzvah if they're obligated in the mitzvah. Fine, I get that. However, here he says, it doesn't make a difference which answer we follow. The first answer, the second answer, he says, because can a woman wear tefillin, yes or no? Yeah. Why doesn't she a whole nother shir? Because maybe she's going to flatulate, we only wear it because it's like b'dievet, okay. But fundamentally, a woman can do mitzvahs that are not as mitzvahs that say she has man garment. Does your wife shake luv and esrog? Unless you're Sephardi, she doesn't. She makes a bracha. Yeah. So why it's mitzvah seishas man grama? Because women could do mitzvah seishas man grama. She says, I don't care according to which answer. Of course a woman can help bind the tefillin on her husband because she can do the mitzvah of tefillin if she wants, and therefore he's more like that second style. So it comes out, you have this nice machlokas, how can a woman help her husband put on tefillin or not? So now you want, okay, that's great. We just handled the last 500 years. But what about practically? No, the contemporary poskim, do they permit a woman to help her husband put on tefillin? What about a non-Jew? So the Sefer Mincha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman, writes that a woman can help her husband because the binding, the tying, is not part of the mitzvah. So even though she can't do the kshartem, fine, she can help him put on the tefillin, let him bind it. The binding is not integral to the mitzvah. And in fact, he says an interesting case. Let's say a bar mitzvah boy was wearing tefillin. I don't know why this would happen, but a bar mitzvah boy is wearing tefillin before he becomes a bar mitzvah. I'm not sure I understand. I guess now he becomes a bar mitzvah, maybe it's like me'es la'es. Does he have to take it off and put on a new bracha? The answer is no, he doesn't need to do that because there's no, the mitzvah is wearing the tefillin. It's not binding the tefillin. So even though he wore it before he was a bar mitzvah, now he wants to keep it on now that he's a bar mitzvah, the same tefillin, he doesn't need to make a new bracha. The Bar Moshe as well says a wife may assist her husband because the binding is not the only part of the mitzvah. There's also the wearing aspect. So even if she can't help him fulfill the mitzvah of binding, she could help him wear the tefillin, so put it on. And even if she binds it for him, okay. So she's not yotze the mitzvah, he's not yotze the mitzvah of binding. But is he yotze the mitzvah of wearing tefillin? For sure. However, of course, there's an opposite opinion, the Kinyan HaTorah, Tzitz Eliezer, and Mitzvus Van Hogus, they say, no, it's better to be machmir and hold like the other opinion, or at least be choshish for the other opinion. A woman should not help her husband put on tefillin. However, because of course we need three shittas over here. This shita number two says, well, look, b'dieved, b'shas edchak. You have a husband who's in the middle of nowhere in a hospital and it's very hard to find someone to wrap tefillin for him. Otherwise, he's not going to wear the tefillin. The wife can put it on for him. Same thing with an aide. A non-Jewish aide would be allowed because you could rely on these leniencies that maybe the binding is not integral. But if you have any other option, better to have someone else do it. And of course, then there's a third opinion, the Shevet Alevi, he says, no way. And he says he doesn't understand how the second answer of the Agos Maimonides reads the Gemara. He says the simple reading of the Gemara is a woman can't write tefillin because she's not involved in the kshartim. If she's not involved in the kshartim, she can't do the mitzvah. He doesn't understand even the lenient opinion at all. And in fact, that's in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, cites the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv that a non-Jew should not help a person put on tefillin. He says it's not, again, I was a little bit confused because I guess they could help you put it on. You just can't make a bracha on such tefillin, right? Obviously, you could have anyone, a wife or a non-Jew could help you put it on. But Shai over here is really, can you make a bracha based on that tefillin? Because there's nothing wrong with, you know, even a machine putting on tefillin for you. The issue is it considered a putting on that you can make a bracha for? So therefore he says, no, you should not make a bracha if an aide puts on tefillin. Halacha Maisa, it sounds like it's better to be machmir, not to have a wife, not to have an aide put on the tefillin on a person. Obviously, in Shas Tchak, maybe there's room to rely upon, and for sure there are some poskim or a mekel, so definitely you should try to avoid it, but I guess totally b'shas etchak, if you're not going to be able to wear tefillin and it's a one-time thing, there's definitely room to allow to have a woman put on the tefillin for the man on him.
The guy doesn't have the koyach to put on the tefillin right.
Yeah.